Club Friday here on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. CDOT's going to stop in at some point this hour as well. All right, real quick before we hear from Andy Reid, what are we drinking today? You whipped this thing up during the break.
Told you, just a Dirty Shirley. I mixed together the alcohol contents, the grenadine contents, and all that stuff at home. Top it off with a little lemon lime soda. I don't know, big Sprite, all right. Anything.
All right.
And then just, take a sip of the cocktail.
I like it. Let's see here.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Light, refreshing.
Yeah.
No complaints, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have something similar to this next week while we're in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
as the cocktail, if you register ahead of time for our party at Overhang Bar at Circa Las Vegas. So I figured, why not do that this week?
I like it, man. Nice and refreshing. Good to go for a Friday. We're going to talk some more about the Chiefs, obviously a little college football weekend, all three locals in action. And I think we'll talk some college football when CDOT's in here about his Missouri Tigers who are taking on the Auburn Tigers in Columbia. I don't know if CDOT's heading out to Columbia this weekend or not. But I do want to get an update perhaps on the injury status of Juju Smith-Schuster. Andy Reid speaking to the media right now.
On the sheet there. Listen, we look forward to playing the 49ers. We know they're a heck of a football team, well coached. Had a good week of practice. And so, again, we look forward to going out there and playing a good game. So, with that, time's yours.
Andy, with Juju being back in practice, you feel pretty good about him being able to play?
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. What's the likelihood that you might even still see a Nico Remigio or Justin Ross on Sunday?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, we're going to listen to his question. We'll just in case something comes up. But he did good today, so we'll see how he does tomorrow, right? But that's he was good today. All right. Okay. Good.
All right. That was a quick update. So Andy Reid officially, they're calling it a hamstring spasm for Juju. He did participate. Quote, I think he'll be fine. He was good today. They are going to list him as questionable though, per the injury report policy. But they're leaving it open-ended, but it sounds like they think he's playing on Sunday, and that's great news, obviously, for the Chiefs in this wide receiver room.
Can I make a suggestion to the Chiefs PR team? This feels like this could have been an email. Okay? I mean, if we're going to talk for 90 seconds, if that's... I'm not even sure. Was it 90 seconds, Drew?
I think it was less than that. Should I have kept the club music up?
If they're going to talk for 62 seconds, how about Andy Reid just shoots us a text saying how he's looking... And then we'll just call it a day.
We could join the show and tell us.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be. I don't care. It could just be a text, dude. This could have been an email.
But here's why it's good we had it. Because if they just sent you an email, you would have seen Juju listed as questionable, and we would all would have thought he's not playing.
I'm saying
the fact that we heard from Andy's tell us he's questionable, but I think he'll be fine. He was good today. That's the context and nuance we needed.
That's the true nuance we needed. This could have been an email. You know,
that's good news, by the way, though, for Kansas City. I mean, if it's true that he is much better today, if it was just a spasm, not tightness, just, you know, a little hamstring spasm, man.
Had to work hard last week for those 130 yards, you know?
Post bye week, though. I mean, that was...
I still think it speaks to the problem, though, which is, like, keeping a player you cannot afford. You can't afford a Juju Smith-Schuster injury right now? Listen to that sentence and tell me that they don't need another wide receiver. Like, that's the inevitable issue, right?
Yeah.
Is that one sprained ankle from Juju Smith-Schuster, and we're all like, oh, God, now what? That can't be a good state of your wide receiver crew. And we know why. It's obviously not like a mystery. The Chiefs didn't have, like, neglect in the offseason to the position. They just got injured. They lost Rashee Rice, one of the top 20 probably wide receivers in football is what it was looking like, the way he had played over the last season and the beginning of this season. And then, you know, it's Hollywood Brown. They're kind of safety net to that same situation. I'm not surprised that'd be the case.
We also learned Mike Dana is expected out for Sunday's game. Strained pec. That was expected, though, with the way with the week of practice has been going.
Someone said, I did a voice text and missed the entire Andy Reid conversation. Man, that was quick. I mean, it was impressive. I've attended a number of, as they call them in the Chiefs PR team, Fast Fridays for Andy Reid. He has made it very clear to the media. The PR staff's made it very clear to the media. Andy ain't looking to waste a bunch of time on Friday afternoon kicking it with us, talking about stuff. But, I mean, even for Fast Friday,
it's only about two and a half, three minutes.
We didn't
normally
get like a Clyde question of whether he was going to be active on Sunday. Nothing.
Just, we got what we needed to know.
I know. The most important
thing
we
needed to know is Juju progressing. And we got our answer. That's it. That's all I needed. I'll be honest. I didn't want him to ramble on for 6 minutes. Have somebody ask a question like, so, You're traveling back to Santa Clara. Do you, is there a favorite cheeseburger you like there? I didn't need that crap, you know? So I'm good.
If it was going to be another question, that might have been the inevitable one that would have come up.
Everyone, well, you could hear the stale. Everyone was like, let's just get out of here. The only thing, in fairness, the only thing we were going to talk about out of that thing is whether or not Juju Smith-Schuster was going to play. So
perfect.
But that's what I'm saying. If Andy sent us a text and be like, hey, look, he's fine. You don't need to ask twice. We're going to list him as questionable for precaution. He's fine. Juju's planning on playing unless something dramatic happens. If he sent one text, be like, sweet. I'm saving everyone time. Although, I don't know. Maybe that was just as fast as typing up a text. It was not longer. It was definitely not longer.
Maybe if Andy had one of those podiums like Dan Campbell had.
Is that a real podium or is that Photoshopped? Is that their real podium?
Now that you mentioned the Photoshop, I believe it could be Photoshop, but there's also part of me that thinks that
Dan Campbell is behind a podium, and the podium looks like it's 10 times too big.
Oh, it's huge.
He looks like a little kid in a trench coat.
I'm guessing it's Photoshopped.
Or is it just like the angle or something?
I mean, it's got
the,
I think Meyer was a sponsor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Meyer, I mean, had the
getting
Meyer
their
logo
damn
on
money's
there,
worth out of that thing.
I feel like it might be real.
What's a lectern cost to produce?
Not sure.
A couple $100 or is this like a $10,000 situation?
I'm not sure. I was laughing when you said that only because I remember there was a whole conversation I had. So, who was it? Was it a coach or a listener way back in the day? Not here. I think it was at another job. We said, hey, he's stepping up to the podium, and someone was very upset and said, it's actually a lectern.
Who said that?
Because there's a difference between a podium and a lectern. I'm like, oh, give me a break. But there's an actual difference between podium and lectern. I'm like, okay. So when you said that, it reminded me of that ridiculous argument from, I think it was my first job in Wichita. Somebody did not like that we said lectern or podium.
On the air?
Yes. And we got a text and they were like, you mean lectern. It's not a podium. It's a lectern.
A podium.
No, I don't need the definition.
It's a small platform that a speaker stands on.
Versus a lectern.
While a lectern is a stand that holds notes or other materials.
So technically, I think a lot of times, like, Andy reads at the lectern, not at the podium.
You see how douchier that sounds?
Like? I agree.
I mean, listen to yourself.
I agree.
You're supposed to be a man of the people, and I'm out here saying.
Someone was so mad at us.
Right, really? English teacher or something, you know?
Maybe.
Text line can get mad about anything. You know how this works. What are you going to do this weekend, by the way? We go to Vegas next weekend. So you going to lay low?
Yeah, so here's the thing. This was planned before we knew we were going to Vegas. You guys remember our Cody and Gold garage sale. One of the experiences was with our friends up at Prairie Band Casino.
Oh, yeah.
North of Topeka up in Mayetta, Kansas. So one of our listeners bid on that, won, and this is the weekend that we're doing the experience. Sweet. So Sunday, I'm driving up to Prairie Band. Austin, one of our listeners, some friends of his, we've got some reserved seats in their brand new sports book up there. They've also, I don't know what else they're doing. They've got some credit up there. So I don't know if they're doing golf or their whatever. There's some good restaurants there. So I'm going to hang out, watch Chiefs game with them at the sports book. I still don't know if I'm driving back or I have a hotel that night, but I don't know if I'm want to get
Why
up early.
Why wouldn't you just like get up early and drive back?
Because I don't know if I want to get up early and drive back from Topeka, essentially.
I mean, how far of a drive is it? Yeah, used to make
hour,
did you live in Kansas City when you worked
drive
in Topeka?
Topeka? For a little while, for 6 months. I think it's north of Topeka, though, so it's not just Topeka. It's
like
about an hour and 20, probably, yeah. So anyway, you're asking what I'm doing. Sunday, I'll be hanging out up there. I haven't been there in many, many years, and looking forward to that, paying off one of our Cody and Gold experiences. Should be a good time.
I think I only owe, of the things I'm responsible for, all I owe left is one dessert. I owe one key lime pie.
A dessert?
I owe one key lime pie. I've paid off everything outside of that,
well,
but I owe one key lime pie.
For the garage sale,
For the garage sale. That's what I was talking about, Drew. You don't have to bring in other things into this conversation. I was speaking specifically about the Cody and Gold Garage. We actually got some new items for today. You're
we
like,
did.
That seems pretty early in
October.
We're
planning early.
It's the 5-year anniversary of the Cody and Gold Garage. We like to go big this year. So if you got some things in mind and what you think we should be doing, you let us know at Cody B. Tapp or at Alex Gold on Twitter. Big this year. 5 years, we got a, what are we, didn't we raise like a
15
crazy
last year.
I mean, for just selling 15. Stuff yeah. out of an office. We store all this in like an office.
Yeah, man. Our listeners have been very supportive of the garage sale, obviously supporting the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But yeah, that's what I'm doing Sunday. That was a very popular experience, understandably so. It's a pretty cool opportunity to head up there. So yeah, I didn't know that I was going to be at a casino Sunday night and then be going to Vegas for a couple days.
You going out tonight?
But here we are. No plans tonight. No plans yet tonight. Probably going to just go to the neighborhood bar down the street and hang out, watch some baseball with some people. We'll see.
Okay.
What about
you, Drew?
What about you? Yeah.
I'm just going to be relaxing. I'm
Scooby-Doo night?
No Scooby-Doo. My wife and I did catch up on Outer Banks, though, here last night.
You like Outer Banks because your family visits there. I get it.
And the show's really, really, really good. So I think that also helps. It might be a movie night for the wife and I.
Okay.
Tonight.
Like to the movies or to watch
movies?
No, movie
he just home? Said they'll no, stay
well,
at home, right?
Remember, the last time I've seen a movie was like a movie theater was like 5 or 6 years ago. I think at this point, I might as well just keep the streak going, you know, see how long it takes to.
I don't know, man. I think you should get to a theater every once in a while.
The next movie that might actually convince my wife and I to go to the movie theater is the next big Avengers movie. That might be the one that convinces us to go. But yeah, I think it's going to be a relaxing Friday night for myself.
Okay.
How about you?
Tonight, no plans. No specific plans.
You're not going to a high school football
really
game?
Sure.
I feel like that's right up your alley, Tony.
Up your alley. Good, Jay Binkley to you.
Right up your alley.
You and Bink.
Not currently going to a high school football game. Have no active plans. Friends came over for dinner last night. Tomorrow is a very busy day.
Did you make them Chipino or what did you make?
I made chili. It's cold weather. We were talking about it. I made a scratch jalapeno cornbread, which was fantastic.
Jalapeno cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread can be kind of dry and, you know, like you want a little flavor in it. Jalapeno really kicks it up a little bit. Tomorrow's the busy day in the Tap household. Ruby has a glee camp. She said, this was her exact thing when she asked. She got a flyer from school. She said, I just love to sing and dance so much. Like it hurt her to.
I just don't know where she gets that from.
I
don't know.
So Ruby will be heading to glee camp for the obvious reasons.
All right.
Desmond has a kid's birthday party in Main Event.
We got
a kindergarten birthday party at Main Event. We also have a pumpkin carving party at a friend's later that night.
Fun day.
So, I mean, we got a full Saturday. Full Saturday. That's pretty much eating up my whole weekend. I don't have energy for anything tonight or Sunday.
Chiefs game Sunday.
Based on Saturday alone, you know? That's it.
Someone says it's not anywhere near cold enough for chili.
I'm going to disagree.
At night, it has been chilly.
Have you turned the heater on in your apartment?
So it kicked on last night.
Then it's cold enough for chili.
Yeah, it kicked on last night. It was set at 71, and it kicked on its own.
I don't know if it was the wrong decision. On Wednesday night, because for whatever reason, the insulation is tough, and it's not the greatest. But it's particularly warm in the bedroom. Always is warmer in the bedroom than in the living room. So we open up the windows and let some of the cool air come in. Fell asleep, woke up. It was freezing.
Well, yeah.
It was freezing cold. Not the best decision there. But in fairness, it's not 80 degrees in the bedroom anymore, which is nice.
From the 913, next time you make cornbread, use 2 boxes of Jiffy and 1 box of yellow cake mix. You'll thank me later. I am familiar with that trick. I made mine from scratch. There was no box mix involved. There was no box mix involved here. I have cornmeal
flour. From scratch.
I added cheddar. I don't need your Jiffy box mix.
At least
I'll give you this.
At least for like bread and baked goods, I respect the home, you know, cook made from scratch. I think for baking, I still think it's insane though. When you'll just have pasta at your house, you'll make your like homemade.
I've just done that.
You thought
sometimes.
I told you that I bought, you know, canned like
tomato sauce
for making spaghetti or whatever at home. And you thought I was insane. Most people aren't making, they're like, I get, you know, make their own Italian sauce at home on a Wednesday night. Most people don't have time to do that.
Well, I mean, some of those things we make them early.
I'm just picturing you, as I said, like the movie Goodfellas, you're behind bars and you're like chopping the onions really thin with your razor blade as you're sitting on your couch.
I bought a new knife for Christmas last year.
There you go.
Carrington Harrison joining us on the fan.
What's up, man? Do you know what you're drinking?
I do know. Drew told me it's a Shirley Temple. I don't know what the actual ingredients
are. Vodka. And then it's got like a little bit of lemon juice. It's house made grenadine, not by me, by Jay Rieger. And then it's got, you know, the normal stuff like lemon lime soda.
This is up your alley. See now, this drink, we thought you'd like it.
Cody, can I ask you just a really, really quick question?
Yeah.
Have you thought about all the things that have happened in the world since the last time KU won a college football game? Just think about all. Jeez. We had the presidential and vice presidential elections since then. We have almost figured out who's going to the World Series.
What election? No, we have not. What?
The debate. Excuse me. My bad.
What election?
We had the debate.
That's coming up.
You know what? We might have the election by the time you guys are thinking. We might have it. I'm not 100%.
They're winning tomorrow. Yeah. They're winning tomorrow, so they'll take care of this.
A lot of stuff has happened, man.
They're winning tomorrow.
They announced a whole nother Lifetime movie about Taylor Swift since then.
Kansas is a mess. They've fallen apart way back down to earth. As a Missouri fan, a lot of ways, you've got to be more nervous for this game than Alabama, don't you? This is the game they lose. They always lose the one they shouldn't lose. Game,
this is what I never get with Cody. I've never fired shots at Cody, but no, Cody. You're real sneaky with firing at me for no reason.
I mean this as a person who is probably from the outside perspective watched Missouri fans had to suffer. I would just say, anytime you're in a family, it's like, I was a Royals fan growing up. You know the one that you're like, I hate the one before the one that matters. Because, like, you can lose to Alabama and still make the college football playoff. You can't lose to... You can't lose this one, right?
Not to Auburn,
not to a bad Hugh Freeze team.
Too. They got
to
figure out a way. It's homecoming. Yeah. Like,
you got to find a way to be the better team on Saturday.
No, I mean, I told Carrington this off air yesterday or 2 days ago, maybe it was. Like, I think everybody's kind of fading Missouri right now nationally. Like, oh, they're frauds and all this. This is, to me, the perfect spot to bet Missouri tomorrow. They're 3.5, 4-point favorites against Auburn.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, I think,
jumped on it from the very beginning. Yeah.
I think it's a great spot for Missouri here. You're back at home, and everybody's still thinking of the College Station appearance down there against the Aggies. So I really do like the Tigers, all jokes aside. But it is rich for you to come in here.
I like KU this weekend, too. I know you and I were going back and forth. I do like KU this weekend.
He does. Yeah, he does. Because
Houston's even worse than KU, which is
KU's been in every.
You sure?
KU's been in every. Yes. KU's been in every game. Houston's been getting blown out in a lot of their games. They are really, really bad. Kansas has to win this thing.
I'm going to tell you this. If you guys lose again at Arrowhead, you guys got to find a new place to play, man. You got
to
go play.
They're not going to be able to afford to finish renovations they got if they can't start winning.
I mean, I already told you that.
Imagine asking for the checks right now.
Two-thirds of the stadium's going to not be done.
You guys are playing like they put the track back around the stadium. That's my favorite KU team. Put the track back.
The shots are deserved right now. Get them in while you can. I just don't think you want to make chronological what happened since jokes when your team did not win a conference basketball game at all last year.
Hey, who's
It's been a year. So I don't know if you want to do that.
Speaking of basketball, what KU player are you getting ready to blame everything on? Because
I'm not that KU fan.
I know, but I'm just saying, inevitably when this team loses in the Sweet 16,
it's going to be AJ Store.
Who's it gonna be?
AJ Store.
Yeah, no,
the outside is definitely.
Yeah, no, you guys can't wait to blame the Zeke Mayo.
Zeke
kid.
Mayo, the Lawrence
kid. Can't wait to blame.
They're not gonna blame the Golden Boy, the local kid.
Yeah, you know how it's gonna be. You were at North Dakota State. Now you came back.
He's
home.
He's their Bubba Starling.
Yeah, we shouldn't have let you come back home. We wasted this spot.
No, I hear you. They're obviously preseason number one for a reason. I hate polls preseason. Cody knows this. Whether it's KU, MUK State, I think they're worthless. It's a waste of time. So I don't get all that excited. Excited about it, whether it's football or basketball, they're pointless. They don't mean anything.
You see him now. He's doing that psychological trick.
He has held that stance for a while.
That is a long-standing stance. Think about it. It really does not mean in college football. We have the playoff rankings, so the AP poll means nothing.
The rankings don't mean anything.
In college basketball,
cool in the beginning of the season,
they give you a reason to watch.
Yeah, whenever they got Feast Week and you see 7 playing 10, you're like, these two teams are good. So I must watch the game. It is an indicator. I do have a question. I asked Rob this question a couple days ago. How many men's basketball players do you think have better name cachet than Paige Bueckers?
Men's players?
No, men's basketball players. That you think have better cachet than Paige Bueckers?
5? I don't know. Cooper Flagg and
Cooper Flagg's obviously top of the list.
A couple others, I guess.
I think Cooper Flagg is number one. Yep. I think after that, you really got to kind of think. Because he said Caleb Love, and I'm like, I don't think Caleb Love, you are not turning on a game because Caleb Love is playing.
No, I'm also not turning on a game because Paige is playing, though. But
I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested.
How about Juju Watkins, though?
Who?
CDOT. Juju?
Is that USC?
Yeah, she's at USC. Yeah. She's probably a year away, I think, from kind of being there. I think once Paige is gone, then she's a junior. She's the upperclassman. She'll be the star of college basketball next year. She's got a Gatorade deal.
I don't think your point is wrong. I would say Hunter Dickinson's another one. Still, I actually do think has some name cachet in college basketball just because of some of the frankly, he's been with Barstool and a bunch of other stuff too. I get your point. I think you that was kind of your stance last year. I think that was kind of your take.
I don't think it was even close last
year. Yeah, that was your stance with Caitlin Clark, of course. I get that.
Angel Reese had a bigger name than any of the men's basketball players last year. I think that's continuing.
While we're on college basketball, what did you make of Tony Bennett quitting on his team 3 weeks before the season?
Yeah, I'm actually with you. I saw your tweet about it. I'm 100% on your side. But really quickly, though, about women's college basketball, it's funny. I was just watching the Vince McMahon documentary, and they were just talking talking so much how WWE has just had so much success in building characters over the years. You know, like in a post-Hulk Hogan world, they had to find somebody. They created Stone Cold Steve Austin, which led to all these other characters. Like, the problem with men's college basketball is, you know, we grew up in the era with Tyler Hansborough and J.J. Mm-hmm. Redick. You know, there were guys that you enjoyed sure. following their career, and they elicited emotion. Like, Hunter Dickinson is a great basketball player. No one cares about Hunter Dickinson. Like, no one boos Hunter Dickinson. You guys barely cheer. Like, no one just cares about. There's very few college basketball players, men's, that you care about at this point.
It's hard to argue.
All right, last college basketball question. Then we'll take a break and we can get to some more. Better chance to make the NCAA tournament. The team predicted number one in the Summit League. That's UMKC or your Missouri Tigers.
Why are you?
Brew up.
Brew up.
Number one.
Brew up. Missouri has a better chance of making the tournament.
UMKC's never made the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, the only reason I think that
Missouri
is,
can finish sixth in the conference and
exactly.
still get
the
in.
The only reason I think that is there's only one path for UMKC
to win the Summit.
There's only one path.
No, I know.
Like, UMKC could go 28-4.
Losing the conference title game.
They are not getting an outright bid. They're not getting one of those bids. They have to win their conference tournament. Missouri doesn't have to win their conference tournament. Missouri has to finish in the top seven in the SEC. And you'll grab one of those.
Alex and I are going to go to a Ruse game this year. You want to come with us?
100%. I love going to Ruse games.
Are you going to Columbia tomorrow for Missouri football?
No, I'm not going.
I thought you'd be
I'll
going
go for the Oklahoma game.
Makes sense.
Missouri's trying to pull. They're trying to pull at Kentucky. Their recruiting class is 14th in the country this year. It's all freshmen.
Well, they have 5 4-star kids this year. They're kind of zigging when everybody's zagging. Everybody's deep into the transfer portal. They said, "Let's go get high school kids."
Bold.
That will ultimately transfer bold. To a better school.
Bold. Okay. All right. C-Dot's going to be hanging out with us here, Fan Club Friday on 96.5 The Fan. I do want to talk a little Chiefs football, though, with you for a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll get your thoughts on the 49ers, and if you agree with me on Kyle Shanahan, that's coming up next here on Cody and Gold.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Fan Club continues here on a Friday. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you, drinking some dirty Shirley Temples, you know, nice and refreshing.
Rieger vodka, Rieger grenadine. Sprite. I don't. Then it. They've got their own.
C-Dot was in here.
Where'd he go?
He took his drink and left. He said he's.
Do I need to go find him?
He said he's coming back. He's playing a little left, right, center.
Oh,
so he couldn't even. So he originally, disclosure, he agreed to come on the show at 1:00.
He did.
You might have noticed he came in about 1:17.
Okay.
So about 17 minutes later than the original agreed upon time.
Uh huh.
He then agreed to stay until 2:00.
He talked for 7 minutes.
It is now 1:35. He's not back.
He's not.
We have lost Carrington.
He's busy gambling.
Should we give our predictions now since he's going to save his for the show?
Is that what we need to do? Let's get to our predictions for Chiefs and 49ers. We can do that now if you want.
Of course, our predictions are brought to you by VW Lee Summit, Volkswagen Lee Summit, where you choose your best option, including 0% APR for up to 60 months for well-qualified buyers. I'll make it pretty simple. I told you, I almost picked him to lose to the Saints last week. That would have looked really stupid in retrospect. I did not choose it, so I didn't have to be a dummy. I was just on the fence. Same as this week. Very much on the fence, but I couldn't shake two things. Mahomes is an outright dog. Chiefs after a bye week. Those two things, and the Chiefs against the 49ers. Those three things are statistically heavily in favor of Kansas City. I do not think this is the low-scoring affair that some seemingly do. Actually, the defenses for the 49ers have actually been the weaker unit of the two. So I think some points are good on the board. I like the Chiefs 27-24.
Yeah, so we did our video before the show. That'll be on social. We did our game predictions. Cody and I were not anywhere near each other. And he doesn't know this, but we'll see the video later.
Did we pick the same score?
We both had the same score.
Now I hope we're both right.
Yeah, so I also think the Chiefs win 27-24. The video has already been recorded.
Why do you think they're winning 27-24?
Yeah, so I'm with you that I think it is higher scoring. The total for the game is in the 40s, but obviously we both think this is going in the 50s. I think we're going to see a 49ers team have success running, and that's the difference. This Chiefs team has been really, really good against the run. And because it's a Kyle Shanahan schemed offense and run scheme, going back to his dad, Mike Shanahan, Jordan Mason, like, they're going to get theirs on the ground more so than we're typically used to seeing. Doesn't mean suddenly the Chiefs rush defense is terrible. It's just, hey, you're playing a really good team that excels at running the ball. Because of that, it's going to be the first time in a while they've played a team that are more two-dimensional than one-dimensional, like the Saints were. And that was a big asset for the Chiefs in that game. So I think they're going to move the ball, score. Kansas City, the fact that Juju looks like he's going to play now.
That helped me make that decision,
it
too.
It's a big sense of relief when it comes to this offense moving the ball. So I just think both teams are going to have success driving down the field.
These are also two of the worst teams in the league against tight ends.
Yes.
And who are the tight ends in this game? Just as a quick reminder, Travis Kelce and George Kittle.
Yeah.
So two of the worst team against tight ends against two of the best tight ends in the league. That feels like an advantage for both offenses.
Now, that's individual all. Bets. I like the over on Kittle and Kelce in this one. I like the under on Brandon Ayuk. I think 51.5 receiving yards at last check over at FanDuel. I like the under. We've talked at great length about how they've fared against number one receivers. Brandon Ayuk is that. I feel way more comfortable betting the under on him than betting an under on Debo, because Debo Samuel can get a couple of those jet touch passes and all of a sudden he takes what looks like a handoff 30 yards and you're screwed. Brandon Ayuk's not getting those. So I think you're more comfortable taking the under on 51.5 for Ayuk. I would not take the under on Debo. Don't really want to mess with Juwan Jennings bets or anything. So that's kind of where I'm at for this game. I do think the Chiefs win though, man. Mahomes 11-1-1 against the spread as a dog. Andy Reid post bye week. These are all numbers you guys have heard all week, I'm sure, from everybody at the station. But I feel good about it. And if they win this one, as we discussed earlier, then this team's going to rattle off another
8-9-0 maybe. Yeah. Where are you at, Drew?
Well, it was tough talking about Super Bowl rematches because my fandom, I don't know much about Super Bowl victories.
You did go to one. In your lifetime, they've been to just the one Super Bowl, the one with Burrow?
Yes.
Because they went to one in the 80s, right? But they got their teeth kicked in by the 49ers.
They went to two in the 80s, both went down to the wire. They lost both of them. So, yeah, I've not seen a Bengals Super Bowl victory. Neither here nor there. I think I'm almost the opposite of you guys. You guys think it's going to go a few points over. I'm going 9 points under.
Whoa.
I think it was 46.5 was the over-under total. 37. Chiefs 20. 49ers 17. I think it's going to be one of those games where you got Harrison Butker. Andy's going to do what Andy does. Conservativeness is going to be good enough to win. I think the Chiefs win comfortably 20-17. I don't think it's bang on.
It's 20-10 and then they get one.
I think it's like 20-10 and then they get a late touchdown and it's they're in control.
Underrated advantage the Chiefs have in this game, because we can talk about offense and defense. That's what we typically talk about. The 49ers special teams unit, poopy. They are not good. They have had kicker problems. Poopy is what I said. They're not good. They have had kicker problems the majority of the time. They've had punting problems. They've had kicks blocked, punts blocked. They've had injured kickers. They've let up long kick returns. It is not a particularly good, at least to this stretch of the season, special teams unit. I know that's a boring thing to be like, that could be the difference in the game. But at least on Monday, if the Chiefs win and it's close, be reminded that I told you special teams could be the difference between a win and a loss.
Absolutely.
To your point on Butker, because the 49ers are not a good special teams unit. The Chiefs are.
Yeah.
They are.
Is Moody still their kicker, by the way?
He's hurt. He's hurt, though.
Yeah.
913-586-7965. Someone does bring up a point that Jordan Mason limited right now. His status is up in the air. Obviously, that would be a huge shift. Yeah, it could be him. Someone else said, so Henry and the Ravens couldn't run, but you guys think a backup and Mason is going to get it
done.
Different
scheme.
Two things. It's the scheme. It's the run scheme from Kyle Shanahan, going back to his dad, Mike Shanahan. That's something it doesn't matter who the running back is. Also, Mason, I wouldn't even call him a backup anymore, guys. He's been the starter the entire season. McCaffrey has not played at all. So Mason is the starting running back for the San Francisco 49ers at this point in time. He goes on to say on the text line, Shanahan's not better than Harbaugh. That's not what we're arguing. Just because saying that they can run the ball more, that's not the argument. That's also not the argument.
Which Harbaugh?
Yeah, I think they're talking about the Braves. That's the same guy that texts about the Ravens.
Okay, so, John,
so I think they're talking about that's a whole different conversation. Just because you think that the Niners in this week, later on in the year, could have more success than the Ravens did in week one of the season, doesn't mean you have to think that Kyle Shanahan is a better head coach than Harbaugh.
I feel like, too, Kyle Shanahan is like a tactician type of coach, where John Harbaugh is more of like the motivator sort of coach. I feel like, you know, he's the leadership guy.
We'll see. Yeah, also, I would say the Ravens' run scheme is just better now than what it was in week one, plain simple. Like, they just have figured it out as that was game one.
I think it's like a combination. I do think that they're better than they were in week one. I just think the Chiefs are one of the best run defenses in the league. But that doesn't... Kyle Shanahan is the single best run-minded coach in the NFL. Like, nobody's better at consistently getting run. Now, one thing I'll say, Dan Dibley, who joined the show earlier, this is the difference between watching your team all the time and the impressions you make. He said, I'm not really impressed by the Chiefs run scheme. They are statistically the single most efficient run game in the entire NFL right now is Kansas City. So San Francisco 49ers fans might wake up surprised to find out nobody's more efficient in the run game this season than the Chiefs. They have been one of the best run games in the league this year. And so
I think it's
an outsider's perspective. You see Kareem Hunt, and you're like, they can't be that good. They have been incredibly efficient.
Yeah, I think it's the efficiency part is what it matters, because they look at theirs and they have, like, they look and just from a yardage perspective, right? That's probably what they're talking about. Whereas the Ravens, like, from a yardage perspective, the Niners have the third best. And from a yardage perspective, the Chiefs are in the bottom 10. That's probably what they're looking at, not some of the more yards per carry metrics. Just flat out yardage, the Chiefs are bottom 10, whereas the Niners are top 10.
I know, but
I know. I'm agreeing with you.
That's just because they don't hand it off. I understand you could just look at a spreadsheet and be like, well, they don't get that many yards.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's why I think they may be saying that in San Francisco, because they're like, oh, wait, they just don't run the ball that well.
I'd be less afraid of the Chiefs passing game than the running game right now.
We have a specific prediction. Someone says first half 13-7 Niners, second half Chiefs 20-16. Specific. Put them on the text line. CDOT is back with us.
23.
Did you at least win money since you didn't join us on the show?
No, I did not win any money.
Lost your money? Who'd you lose it to?
Lynn's won 3 straight games.
Dang.
Left, right, center?
Good.
3 straight.
Good. Good.
She's not a heater.
That's good?
Yeah, good for her.
What do you got against Lynn? She's one of the nicest people in this building.
If you kept losing to Lynn, you have an issue with her, too. Patrick Mahomes is a great guy. If I lived in San Francisco, you know who I would not be a fan of? Patrick Mahomes.
You guys should play a new game, you know? Mix it up.
We
I have a gambling dreidel. We've played it with Alex a couple times. Good time.
We love left, right, center. It's easy to play. One person's just, they're hot right now. When you're hot, you're hot.
We just gave our predictions here. I'm just curious, how do you see this? I know on your show, I'll let you give your official stuff, but just, the Chiefs are underdogs in this game. Does this feel like the same spot they've been in before, or are you a little more concerned than ever?
Yeah, it's hard. I think the hardest thing in the league to do is sort of predict when the Chiefs are going to lose. Like, they're going to win this game, but then lose to Tampa Bay. Like, they just find those kind of random spots. The thing for me that I'm sort of waiting to see is, how does Jordan Mason look? How healthy is he? And how big of a help he's going to be? Like, if you're telling me you're going from Christian McCaffrey to Mason to the rookie that they have right now, Isaac Garrido, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
That's just a big difference, and I think we've seen enough of Brock Purdy to know if you can force San Francisco to be one-dimensional, that's when you can really kind of take advantage of their offense. I also am not sure if this San Francisco defense is what it's been over the last couple of seasons. I do like the Chiefs to win this game. I mean, all Chiefs games are close, but
sure.
I do like Kansas City in this game. I actually took them, so I flipped the line. I took Kansas City -2.5, and I took the under in this game. This just feels like a 23-20 Chiefs
win. Cody and I were a little higher. 27-24 is what we were kind of thinking. I think both teams are going to move the ball. And Mason is a huge question mark injury-wise. If he's good to go, though, like, I know the Chiefs are great against the run. I just think we know Kyle Shanahan run scheme. I don't really care who's carrying the ball.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, of course, they're way better with him because of what he does in the passing game. The run game, though, we saw with Mike Shanahan, like, Alandis Gary, Tatum Bell. Like, I don't care who – Garrido, Jordan Mason. Like, I don't care who the running back is.
They can make a 1,000-yard rusher out of any person off the street.
Yeah, Carrington could have about 40 yards in the game, you know, after he gets, you know, that one carry, then he's hurt.
You're only giving me 40? I think I'm good for 65.
You're getting hurt on carry number 4 or 5.
Your problem is you got to get through the hole and get down.
Yeah,
well, you can't let anyone 100%. Hit you.
100%.
Nobody can lay a hit on you.
I want to run something by you, C-Dot, before we let you go, and you'll be on the air here in 15 minutes, I know. So we do bets on this show, not just from games, but we have little, like, side bets and consequences that have to happen. You know, Drew had a get his hair bleached and things like that. So there's a 2-year bet that's still out there. Cody hasn't paid up.
How many other bets have I paid off? Can we establish that I paid all the others?
Hold on. He's had 2 years. Outstanding debt for...
It's insane, isn't it?
2 years?
Here's what it is. And we've also been to Vegas multiple times, and we're going to Vegas next week, so there's no excuse. You would agree.
You guys live there. You got a residency.
We do.
Yeah, so, we guys are like Adele.
So do you, my man. You're out there a lot.
You guys get paid to go. Well, I have to pay to go.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. You're right.
This is the third work trip you guys have taken to Vegas.
I'm 50 Cent. I'm just going to live there.
Cents get like 15 mil to have a residency and do like a week of shows. It's incredible. You saw Adele when you were out there.
I did see Adele when I was there.
Tickets for this next Friday when we're there, $2,000 a piece.
Is this the end?
It's rescheduled dates.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, this is the last little set.
But
yeah.
I brought it up because, so the bet is Cody had never been to a strip club before, and that was the bet he has to go. It's been 2 years. He hasn't gone. We've been to Vegas this whole time. What are we doing? What do you think of him not paying off his bet?
Is your wife okay with it? Have you asked
his wife's
her?
Going yeah, on
she's
this
not
trip.
Gonna...
His wife's going on this
she's
trip.
She's not
going
to stop me to go.
So why haven't you gone then?
I don't want to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You lost the bet.
It's been dragging my feet.
What makes you uncomfortable about it? You're a faithful married man. Now, this is one thing. Now, if they were saying you gotta go in the back, the VIP.
No.
I'm saying you're just.
We didn't even say he has to get a lap dance seat. He just has to sit there.
Yeah, let I don't them know what's come going up to on him, right now, man.
Watch the scenery.
Especially if you know it's not going to cause problems at home. Now, if your wife was like, hey, I feel uncomfortable with you going, and you're making the decision, you know, two people have to, you know, one person has to be mad, Alex or your wife. I get how Alex is the person who has to be mad at.
Alex.
Yeah, that's I get as a person. But if you're saying is she's cool with it, Alex is cool with it, Drew's cool with it, you are the only person that has the objection to
see,
going
now, what's
to the
funny about
club?
This is because it's taken so much time, we'll get a few texts in like now. They're like, he's married, the bet is dumb, don't make him do it. He agreed to the bet while he was married. They're like acting like we're terrible for making him pay off the bet that he made.
I was pressured. This was peer pressure.
I'm on Alex's side here.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed it was going
down like
that.
You know you're my guy. I knew it was going there.
It's fine. I understand.
Would love to be, again, if you're telling me your wife was, I don't want you to go, and he's still pushing you to do it, I'd be on your side.
Carrington,
no,
I know Carrington supports education and furthering educational prospects and everything. You obviously don't. There's some that need that money to go forward with their educational dreams. Carrington has plenty of respect and has motivated them to pursue their careers.
I support entrepreneurs. That's what it is. I support entrepreneurs and small business. You don't support small business?
Of course I support small business.
Clearly not.
When you think about this,
most
strip
small
club
business
combines
ever.
A lot of the things I like all at the same time. You like to eat? They have food there. You obviously like to drink. You like a good spirit. They sell them there.
Only
you
on
like,
the Kansas
you
side,
like
right?
music. You make music. They have music there. You like women. Some of your favorite things.
They all
come together. It's like Captain Planet. They all come together to create this super magical place. In Vegas, they got really nice places.
They do.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Vegas makes it
and
amazing.
I'm also guessing that for this activity, you probably don't even have to pay for it. I'm sure that we could.
Hey. There are so many listeners who have offered. Hell, if you remember, local establishment. Brought in a bottle of Dom for this show.
They invited us out.
Jordan Lyles.
Oh, yeah. They had the little cutie pie. I remember she was the one serving the drinks.
She was.
I'm assuming she works there.
Or did.
That's, yeah.
I would think she does.
Let's find out more about her. Let's bring her back up here.
Where that bottle service sent, you know?
Yeah.
Never drinking regular cocktails.
She had the sparkling thing. I was like, first of all, I looked at it. I was like, hold on. I know you. What's going on?
The reaction from Cody, though, would be unbelievable. TextLine's already saying they're watching the video stream, and Cody's legit turning red.
They've suggested they just bring one here. I said, I don't think we're allowed to bring
that
to work.
That's crazy.
Which part?
Bringing a stripper to the workhouse?
Over on the point, Nikki, they had some, like, he wasn't nude, but they had, like, a male stripper on her birthday or whatever come in and, like, dance up on her.
I'm just saying. This is one of those things where we can acknowledge the double standard. Having the male stripper is, like, the ha-ha-ha funny joke. Or having Amanda coming here and pop that thing for Cody is crazy. Even I would be like, yo, you're taking this thing too far here. Cody, you know what? I might be back.
Cameras go out. Gotta get the window blocked.
I might be back on your side. Like, yo, I know.
I know Carrington will be back in for the fan club that day if that happened. I can tell you that. He'll be here. Carrington will be here for
I
that day.
I have to make a Venmo donation right now so we can get Amanda in here.
Different energy.
Yeah, what do
different
we need to
energy.
Do?
little too close to quarters, I think.
Are y'all going to put that in the thrift sale for next year?
The Cody Gold Garage sale?
Yeah, the Cody and Gold Garage sale.
You coming back, Club 610?
Yeah, that'd be a great
one. That would go for a lot of money.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, C-Dot. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate
it. Drive
you
coming up, obviously, in just a couple minutes right here on 96.5 The Fan. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We're back at it on Monday. We'll be talking, of course, about the Chiefs 49ers. We'll also see if the three locals can take care of business as well. Talk to you guys Monday, 10 to 2, right here on 96.5 The Fan.